Welcome back. 1144, 1260 WRC. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. Dave Boyer, Washington Times White House reporter, joins me now. Hello, Dave.
Hi, Andy. How are you?
Doing just fine. I saw your story. NATO allies criticize U.S. for being caught off guard by Russia's military buildup. Wow. So not only our adversaries are criticizing us, now the allies.
It was really pretty striking, Andy. You know, Vice President Biden was over on a trip to Poland and the Baltic states, which would obviously border Russia and used to be part of the old Soviet Union. He was there to try and ease the concerns about the Russian takeover in Ukraine and in the Crimea. And what he got was pretty much an earful from the president of Poland and the president of Estonia, particularly the president of Poland, who told the vice president, you know, Biden, hey, this should not be, Russia's actions should not be a surprise to you and the United States, given that they've been undergoing this massive military buildup and military spending for quite some time. And Biden seemed pretty taken aback to be called out in public by that.
Yeah. And then, you know, he has a classic Biden moment where he claims he was the guy who was responsible for Poland's involvement in NATO, and it wasn't even him, it was Jesse Helms.
It was Jesse Helms, right back when he served on the Foreign Relations Committee. The chairman was a Republican, Jesse Helms from North Carolina. So he was, yeah, either he was taking credit for something he shouldn't have, or his memory isn't quite what it used to be.
Yeah.
But we know he's a legend in his own mind.
Yeah, that's for sure. So Putin gave a passionate speech yesterday. You know, the folks in Crimea, they celebrated. The lawmakers wept. I saw that part of the story. Were they crying because they were happy or sad?
No, they were tears of joy. They were so so taken with the whole notion during Putin's speech that, you know, he was restoring a rightful part of the old Russian Empire, that they were just gleeful, and they had the Russian national anthem playing in the parliament during this speech that he gave. And and he was very much, you know, into talking about rebuilding parts of Russia that they had lost during the breakup of the Soviet Union.
Huh. Reaction from those in Kiev?
You know, the leaders in Kiev in Ukraine are calling it, the prime minister yesterday called the Russia's annexation of Crimea a quote, robbery on an international scale. And he said that, you know, we're getting close to war here. While all that was going on, there was a shooting death of a Ukrainian soldier in Crimea by a masked gunman. We assume he was a pro-Russian who committed the killing there. And then this morning, over in Crimea, Russian troops and other militia who are loyal to Russia stormed the Ukrainian naval base and the headquarters in Crimea and took the place over without a shot.
Hmm. All right, now the president is headed to Europe next week, I guess a strategy meeting with the group of eight minus one?
Right, they're going to meet without Russia. It's the group of eight nations. They're the ones who would have been having a meeting in Russia in June, but they've, you know, out of anger at this move by Russia, they're boycotting that meeting. And one of the things they're going to do, that Obama arranged yesterday on the phone with the German chancellor, is they're going to have an emergency meeting early next week while Obama is in Europe for another summit on nuclear weapons issues. And so they're going to meet about the crisis in Ukraine and see if they can all get on the same page.
Yeah. And now yesterday here, the Syrian embassy was ordered closed and diplomats were sent home. Is that meant to be a message to Putin?
Andy, the White House says no. It seems kind of, the timing seems certainly suspicious because obviously, you know, Syria, Russia is one of Syria's only friends in the world right mm-hmm. now. And, you know, the civil war in Syria and the atrocities have been going on for almost 4 years. And so all of a sudden yesterday, the Obama administration decided to close the Syrian embassy in Washington and order anybody who's not a U.S. citizen to go home to Syria. And the White House said, no, it has to do more with the fact that the Syrian embassy isn't providing consular services anymore in the United States. And so, you know, we wanted to take this action, and also as a message for the atrocities that have been going on by the regime in Syria. But, you know, as we all know, those atrocities and killings have been going on for 4 years, so yeah. The question is, why now?
Yeah, and you know, the undermining thought there is that it's sort of a message to Putin. And, of course, if you couple that with the personal sanctions against Russian leaders, that'll probably wrap up this crisis in no time, don't you think?
the Russians do not seem very worried about that. One of the aides to President Putin who was sanctioned on Monday, he said yesterday, the only thing I like in America is Tupac Shakur and Jackson Pollock and the poet Allen Ginsberg. He said, I can get all that stuff online. I don't need to go to the United States for that. So I'm not worried about it.
Yeah, I guess not. All right. Meanwhile, lawmakers back here, I guess, are still trying to pressure the president to supply some type of military aid to Ukraine. Anything on that?
Eric Cantor, for example, the House Majority Leader from Virginia, Republican, was again calling on the president yesterday to at least consider sending military aid to Ukraine. There's been some talk from Republicans in the Senate, John McCain and others on that question, but it's something the White House just doesn't want to seem to entertain at the moment. They're more interested, it seems, in providing economic aid to make sure that the Ukrainian economy doesn't go bust in this crisis. But, you know, as the leaders in Ukraine say, it's getting close to war here.
So. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. I want to take a minute and talk about a story that I saw that you wrote yesterday. Probe demanded after Pennsylvania prosecutor drops sting case against Democrats. This is the Pennsylvania Attorney General Kathleen Kane, and she's a Democrat. She shut down a sting investigation that revealed what? Public officials taking bribes?
Exactly. It's a really interesting story. There was an investigation being conducted by the Attorney General's office. It started 3 years ago under Tom Corbett, a Republican who is now the governor of Pennsylvania. And they had used a lobbyist in Pennsylvania who was in trouble for something else and wanted lenient treatment. He cooperated with investigators and he wore a recording wire as he met with state legislators in Pennsylvania from the Philadelphia area. All Democrats who happen to be all African Americans, and he offered them money in exchange for their votes on certain things, and they took the money. They have them on tape, in audio and video recordings, taking cash and money orders and even a Tiffany bracelet in one case as bribes from this lobbyist. And so the Democratic Attorney General, when she came into the office last year, she decided secretly at the time to not go forward with this investigation because she felt that the investigation had been flawed in that it had only targeted African Americans who were working, for the state in Philadelphia from the legislature.
But they had them. I mean, they had these people taking bribes, right?
That's what they're saying, yes, and they have like 400 hours of tape of caught with the goods.
Yeah.
She says that the investigation did not use traditional police techniques and that it was only focused on Democrats, that they really didn't go after Republicans with the equal zeal. And so, although there were, according to reports, Republican officials who were also offered bribes who turned them down, the Democrats were the only ones who accepted them.
All right, so where does this go from here? Anywhere?
Well, that remains to be seen. There's a watchdog group in Philadelphia, a good government group, that has called on the legislature to open an independent counsel investigation about the Attorney General's decision and see what's happened here. And so they're calling for a fair and nonpartisan investigation.
Yeah.
There's no real decision yet from the legislature about whether they're willing to do that. The House and the Senate in Pennsylvania are controlled by Republicans, so maybe that'll go somewhere. I don't know.
Yeah. All right. One final thing. I know I already said that once, but I want to. I figured I had to ask this question. Michelle Obama's headed out of town. In fact, headed out of the country. That leaves the president here to maybe relax and watch a little NCAA tournament.
That's right. He's gonna, no doubt, engage in a little bracketology, as he calls it. He's going to Florida tomorrow to do some Democratic fundraising. I don't think think he has it on schedule to catch a game, but he's been known to catch a game or two in person during the tournament time. So I would expect him to see him do that.
Yeah, Orlando's one of the places, that's for sure. All right, well, listen, very good. Thank you for all your help, Dave, and we'll talk again. Appreciate it.
All right, Andy, thanks.
All right, Dave Boyer, Washington Times White House reporter. 11:54, 1260 WRC. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times.